This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hearing day for Deshaun Watson. Is it do or die day for the Browns and their chances this season? I don't think that's an over-exaggeration. With Deshaun Watson at quarterback, this thing takes on a whole different feel. But Dan Menigan's in for Andy today. This is a feel that I've not really allowed myself to think about too much, because I'm assuming that he's not going to be here for any great length of time. I'm assuming a suspension is coming. I truly have not bought into the idea that Deshaun Watson is quarterbacking this team. I've bought more into the fact that Jacoby Brissett is quarterbacking the team, and maybe you need somebody else with him. If this thing doesn't go the way the NFL wants it to, I think it'll be stunning for folks here in Northeast Ohio.
You couldn't have bought in. Like, there's no way. And maybe it's just because we sit here and talk about this for 4 hours a day for 20 hours a week or something like that. There's no way you could have bought into it from the beginning, because the way that this started is it started as, hey, the criminal charges aren't going to happen. Just a couple, you know, these civil lawsuits are going to follow it. They're filing civil. The Browns make the move for it. We knew a suspension was coming. We all assumed it was going to be, 4 to 6 games, somewhere in between there. And then the faucet kept leaking, and more kept coming out, and more kept coming out. More got filed, and more got filed, and then it moved this way. And then Deshaun Watson in I don't know if it was a disposition or what it was. My legalese is poor, to state the least. But talking about Ashley Solis being teary-eyed in there after it was all said and done, and then sending the text message that he sent in that trial and all of that kind of stuff, all of these things kept happening, and the pile got bigger and bigger and bigger. There's no precedent. The NFL's never dealt with a case like this before. The NFL's never dealt with a federal judge making the ruling before on whether it should be thumbs up or thumbs down. That's never happened either. This isn't an ACL. This isn't a torn Achilles. This isn't a shoulder where we have some kind of time frame or precedent that we can look at and say, this is how long it takes. That's gone. We are in completely uncharted waters right now. We have no idea what is going to come from this. We have no idea any prediction that is out there. All we know is what's being reported by Mary Kay and various other people, that they are saying a year, that the NFL wants it indefinite with the minimum of a year, and we'll see where it takes it from there. That's all we know right now.
And they want indefinite because more things could present themselves, and it gives them open-ended carte blanche to A, add more, B, say, well, look what we did. We really dropped the hammer on this guy. And that, to me, is maybe the key to the whole thing, is the NFL and whatever they found in their investigation. And we've read that, you know, they're really focusing on 5 cases in particular, because they don't need to focus on 24.
Right.
They can focus on 1 if they wanted to.
There's a pattern.
You know, Trevor Bauer's situation in Major League Baseball, it's focusing really on 1 case. And the NFL doesn't have to do that. But in the NFL's mind, I would think, Roger Goodell, all the folks in the executive offices of the NFL, if they don't come out heavy with this and really, really want a serious penalty for Deshaun Watson, man, that's not going to play well with a big percentage of the NFL fan base.
And not only the NFL fan base, but an NFL fan base that they have been trying to cultivate for years and years and years, which is where.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Anthony is in Pittsburgh. Anthony. Welcome to the show.
You know, you know that's really not important about imagery. I mean,
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes,
the NFL is all about it.
They are a PR firm.
Hold on, young. Please allow me to finish. I was a union rep for a long time. Then I left and worked for the attorneys that represented our union as an investigator. Listen, fellas, he has rights. And the league has already been hodgepodge with the new collective bargaining as far as discipline goes. They're all covered by the personal conduct policy, including owners. They're been held to a higher standard. When you never suspended Robert Kraft, even though he was arrested, and the only reason why it didn't go to trial is because a technical error about the videotape. Then you had a player of his, Patrick Chung, who was indicted for cocaine distribution. The league never suspended. You had the Richard Sherman case where he was arrested for domestic violence. No suspension. You have what's going on with Daniel Snyder. You have Tyreek Hill, who was about to be arrested for child abuse, but the charges were dropped. League did nothing. You just can't selectively go after Mr. Watson on accusations.
Anthony, let me cut you off for a second.
Go ahead.
Accusations are one thing. The NFL investigated. What did the NFL find?
As long as it wasn't under oath, it means nothing. And it should.
Well,
if you're
an independent employer.
Well,
the NFL can be judge and jury on this.
Mm-hmm. But if that's been changed from prior cases before the new collective bargaining agreement, because I just gave you an example. So you have to show comparatives. You can't single me out because of what imagery may look like let's be very clear. Two criminal grand juries heard 10 of these accusers and declined to indict. That's the novelty here. That doesn't happen in America. And so they heard these people under oath and didn't believe them.
That's not true. They didn't find enough to charge him.
Exactly.
Sir, I'll tell you, I have been testifying before. I testified in a federal grand jury as a witness and a state grand jury as a witness.
But in this case, Anthony.
Please allow me to finish.
Well, you've been going. Keep going.
They hear testimony from these people, and they didn't believe them, or they would have indicted them.
I would think you're right, Anthony, except for one thing.
What's that?
They didn't find enough to charge him with a crime. That doesn't mean that he's innocent of the allegations.
I never said he was innocent of any. I just said they didn't.
So if
the
NFL finds in their investigation that he is guilty, what should the NFL do?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Since he hired Jeffrey Kessler, who's the finest labor attorney in the country, they're going to go to federal court. And what would be different between what happened with Brady years ago and what happened with this is comparatives. You didn't do this to the owner, Kraft. You didn't do this. That's where he's going to be victorious. They will get a stay, and he'll play.
And well, Anthony, from a straight – and thank you, Anthony. Football standpoint, I hope he plays.
Yeah.
I hope he plays. I hope the NFL finds that this didn't happen. We've talked about the numbers being way too high to be coincidental. You know, whatever happened here, whatever went on, it happened more than once.
Correct.
So whatever that was – it happened more than once. And, Anthony, the NFL is an independent company, and I think they can go ahead. If they want to suspend him, they can suspend him. Ask Michael Vick. Now, Michael Vick was also charged, but they dropped the hammer on Michael Vick. Which allegations sit more poorly with you? You know, and so I – Anthony, I get what you're saying. From complete legal and everything else, okay.
Yes.
You were involved with unions and everything. That's great. You weren't involved with the NFL. And the NFL, I won't say can do whatever it wants, but man, they can dish out punishment to their employees and their people. And yes, okay, bring up all the other situations. Yes.
Yeah. There are things that have been swept under the rug in the NFL.
Yes. And I just think they're going to draw the line on this one. And clearly, from all the reports where they want an indefinite suspension and a year, that's what they plan to do.
And whether we all want to admit it or not, the NFL is a PR firm. They care about their image. And I know a lot of us are giggling as we say that out loud when we say that the NFL cares about their image, because There are a lot of things that they have done that would prove otherwise. But they do, and they really pay attention. And this case has been a serious black eye on the NFL and has been a serious bad look for them. And so if you're trying, you have all of these factors that are in between there. I just, again, I have nothing to back this up with. Gut feeling is that it's a year. And I think this the compromise goes in place with the indefinite suspension part of it. As the indefinite goes away, it's a straight year. Again, I have nothing to back that up with. I have no legalese. I've talked to nobody in the NFL office. None of that stuff. It's just the way that this looks to me. And while
the NFL could throw all this stuff out, Dan, and know that, okay, we're going to lose this on appeal, but we took the stand.
Yeah.
And that, and Anthony, you might not want to believe that that's what a big chunk of this is about, with the idea of an indefinite suspension of at least a year.
And on top of it, it just, I hate this so much. I just want this to go. I want a resolution, and I want this to be done so that we could go on and actually talk about on-the-field football things, because it just keeps going. They're private business, like you laid out. And if 26 civil suits down to the number that it was that it, they've been solved to were brought to your place of business with your name on it, that's a tough look. It's a tough look for anybody in a place of business. And especially if you can operate in your, especially you operate as a private business and not a public entity. I mean, think about it in your own workplace. Like, I know with us, I think if one of us had to deal with something like that, ooh, Jeff, I don't know, it'd be tough to have this job. It'd be tough.
Wayne's in Cleveland. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I just want to say, whatever the NFL going to do, they're going to do. You all can say what you want to say. The fans can say what they want to say. But when it's all said and done, within 2 to 3 years, this young man's career will resurrect. And
I would agree
your
with you.
Browns will so be Super Bowl contenders, if not Super Bowl champions. All right? That's one thing. Now, let's go to back when you said the NFL got a black eye, right? It got two black eyes. All right? You want to know where the other black eye came from?
I'm going to go with the Daniel Snyder in front of Congress where Roger Goodell looked silly.
No, I go there with that. I'm gonna go with what they did to Kaepernick when they blackballed him out of the NFL, you know, for taking a stand. That's a black guy right there. Now far Snyder, that's a broken jaw right there. I'm gonna leave it alone. Y'all have faith there.
Wayne,
have a good one.
That's right on, man. He's right.
Wayne, thank you very much.
And the worst part is that there's a second fight that's coming with Daniel Snyder in there, and you know Congress is going to go nuts on that one.
Hearings underway. Look, folks, the NFL wants to drop the hammer. According to all reports, that's the idea here. Now, does that mean that's what actually happens after Sue Robinson gets a hold of this, the appointed judge who's going to hopefully look at this thing from a different perspective, unbiased perspective, as a judge? Who knows? That's the wild card here. What does she think about all of this that's happened? And does she think it's even worse than the NFL thinks? We haven't even talked about that aspect of it, but that could be a big part of this. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Mary Kate Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, will be joining us at 11 o'clock here on Baskin and Phelps. Latest news on the situation, hearing Deshaun Watson today, the judge, Sue Robinson, the NFL. According to all reports, going for the indefinite suspension. And we'll see what the Players Association wants. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. Mac is taking your phone calls at 216-578-0092. Meredith is flying the ship today.
To make sure that all of this gets hammered out so we all know which direction everything is going to go, because I'm sure this is going to be beaten into all of our heads until the very end. So, Sue Robinson listening to arguments from Deshaun Watson's side, from the NFLPA and the NFL side. from what Jeff laid out, the NFL wants an indefinite one or a suspension of at least one, an indefinite suspension of at least 1 year. I said that right? I think I said that right.
Yep.
Okay. The hearing is taking place today. Sue Robinson will give her nod, either yay or nay, and will give her recommendation of a suspension. It can be appealed by both sides. And this is according to American Cabot of Cleveland.com and a plain dealer. It can be appealed to both sides, and that appeal will be heard by Roger Goodell. So that's the chain of events that is taking place, just so that everybody knows exactly where all of this is going. Whether it is yay or whether it is nay, the appeal will be heard by Roger Goodell.
Think about that. The NFL is presenting all this to an independent arbiter who was agreed to with the Players Association. But if they don't like what they hear, they'll appeal it to themselves.
Yep, exactly. It'll appeal right back to themselves.
Think about that one.
It's the same thing as Daniel Snyder doing his own investigation about what took place inside of the Washington football team.
Jim is in Geneva. Hello, Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, thank
you. We're doing well, man. The sun's out today.
The whole thing about the NFL trying to protect its image and this and that, that's a bunch of baloney because that shield is Teflon. That shield has been through the war so many times, and it is still the same. They're not worried about this. They're worried about looking right, and that's the wrong way to go about this, because that's not justice. We're looking right, and that's all they're worried about is their image. And our news cycle is so short, people will forget about this before the season starts or after the first game when he plays his first game. Then it won't be a big deal. I don't know why it's all this craziness going on, but image is the wrong way to rule on a person's future. My only thoughts there.
See, Jim, but on that one, I kind of disagree due to the fact that, like, yes, it is the wrong way to look at it with image and all that stuff. And yes, the shield has been proven on numerous occasions to be able to take a beating or two. But people aren't going to forget this. Like, no one has let Ben Roethlisberger forget. No one has let Michael Vick forget. No one has let Ray Lewis forget.
Adrian Peterson forget.
Tyreek Hill, who he's already been mentioned, forget.
You, can I go back?
Sure.
Alex Karras and Paul Hornung, who were suspended 60 years ago for gambling.
I bet you no one will let Calvin Ridley forget.
How many people bring up Alex Karras gambling nowadays? Besides you two.
I'm just saying, when Alex Karras' name comes up, Jim, when his name comes up, it's, oh yeah, he was suspended for a year for gambling.
And that shield is exactly the same.
Mongo only pawn in Game of Life.
Their image has not changed.
So Jim, what are they supposed to do? But they suspended him. They suspended these guys. So what are they supposed to do? Hey, Deshaun, no problem. Go ahead, play quarterback. What do you want them to do?
Yeah, but they suspended those guys for a year for breaking a rule that the NFL has.
So what do you want them to do, Jim? If the shield isn't tarnished, what are they supposed to do? Hey, guys, do whatever you want. We don't care.
Yay.
Because we're the shield.
Free reign.
You're making no sense, Jim. What do you want them to do?
I'm not saying that they shouldn't do something.
So what should they do?
Doing it for the wrong reason.
So what should they do?
If there is liability, then they should have whatever suspension they have, but not for the reasons they're doing it.
And that's what they're looking at right now.
The reasons they're doing it is because they're wondering if one of their players had extremely wrong behavior.
Exactly. Very, very poor behavior with multiple women.
And wondering and proving it are two different things, are they not?
Well, they're attempting to prove. I mean, that's the conversation that's taking place today.
Exactly. So this whole year thing, I don't believe it's going to happen.
All right, Jim.
Look, that's my guess. And it is from reading all of this stuff, it is just merely a guess. I don't have it sourced. We don't know what Sue Robinson thinks. No one's talked to her. This is taking place right now in parts unknown. Like, that's how quiet they're keeping this trial. The NFL leaks everything. Roger Goodell said in front of Congress, we don't do keeping things under wraps well in this league. We leak everything. This hasn't been leaked. No one knows where this is taking place.
Clark's in Cleveland. Hello, Clark.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
No worries.
So real quick, you know, the NFL is a corporation. And like any corporation, it wants to protect its public image.
Correct.
Heck, even the government does things that it wants to protect its public image on. That being said, you know, it's always going to be about the optics. In the end, you know, it's not about justice either. It's about okay, what do we do to get past this and continue? Because we're business. We're going to be around. We've been around before Deshaun Watson, before Ray Lewis. We're going to be around after every one of these things goes on. Let's just get through it and continue making the billions and billions of dollars that we're doing and growing every season. So they're going to do the right thing and say we went after indefinite, even though they don't necessarily want to suspend Deshaun Watson indefinitely. I don't think they want that. They want him on the field to make the Browns better and make the league look more competitive and people to enjoy good football.
Ultimately, however, you're right, Clark. I agree with that.
And so they're going to go for the indefinite because that was, looks good. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what we think about it, but that's what they want, to protect the image. They go for indefinite, and they know they won't get indefinite, in my opinion. They know it'll be appealed, and then it'll fall back to something less, but they'll always be able to say, well, we went for indefinite.
Bingo.
So, you know, it's like negotiation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just got to kind of play like chess and not like checkers. Understand that we got to start here to get to a point that's going to be palatable for the public to a degree. It won't ever be palatable for everybody. Some people would think that he should never see the, you know, play, step on the field again, or maybe see the light of day. And some people will think that, well, you know, he was not charged criminally, so why isn't he playing? So you're never going to please everybody, but their job is to find a palatable thing to say that we did the right thing as far as what we could do that was fair to all parties, and that's to go for the indefinite, and then he'll fall back. It'll fall back to a year, and we're lucky, something less than a year.
Clark, I think you're all over it.
Yeah. Everything
that, that's what the NFL is doing here.
That is it.
They are posturing to be able to do what Clark just said, what I said earlier in the show, which is, hey, we asked for this.
Yeah.
The judge said this.
The judge said this. Exactly. A couple of tweets. Our tweets powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And you can always tweet the show at CLE Talking Heads. It's Annie caught me in something that I said here. It is not the same as before because if the judge rules no conviction, it does not get appealed back. It is no.
Oh, no. So, if the judge says
right,
there's nothing that I see here that he did wrong.
That's very true.
Then he plays.
Yes.
Done.
And I left
and
that.
And it's done.
I left that out. And then also brought up here by, we'll go with T. Garrity. So the year Watson sat out on the Texans counts for nothing. Yes, it
Correct.
Counts for nothing.
Correct.
Because he
was not suspended.
He was not suspended. He just sat out. And basically it was a mutual decision.
He didn't want to play for them. He wanted traded. They didn't want to put him on the field. They wanted to trade him and get something for him.
100%.
Yep.
Yep. So that counts for nothing.
That's what that is.
Yep.
Frank is in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes. Hello, Frank.
What's happening, Frank?
Yeah, gentlemen, let's face the facts on Deshaun. He's out. And the Browns are going to have to swallow their pride, Haslam, and all his investigators who found nothing wrong. And they're going to have to start Baker Mayfield. That's the logical solution here. What are they afraid of? That Baker's going to take them deep in the playoff? God forbid to the Super Bowl and make Jimmy look like an idiot? Maybe so. But it's well worth it. So Baker has to start, and that's what they're trying to mediate with him now. I'm sure Baker's ticked off, but he would love to come back and show Haslam and the front office up. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much. Show of hands, Frank's real voice or not?
I'm going with yes. I don't know if you could force that.
I think it is, too. Meredith is shaking her head no.
It's hard to tell because he's called in on the afternoon show a lot.
He's and called our show before as well.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like I hear the voice slip a little bit.
Yeah. I'm wondering there.
It's kind of like I was having this conversation that totally sidetracked this to something that's slightly more happy. I was having this conversation with the lady friend yesterday about the Macho Man.
Yeah.
Like Macho Man Randy Savage. Like, is that voice real? Is that really like if you walked up to the Macho Man in like 1994 and said hello, would he respond with "Ooh, hello"? Like, would it be that gravelly voice, or was that just part of the shtick? I've always wondered that.
Leaping Lanny didn't sound like that.
Yeah,
Mike is in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad, Mike. How are you?
All right. Hey. Just wanted to comment on this thing. Like, everybody's talking about all of these women. You know, and it, granted, it is a lot of women. But wouldn't that make it easier, the more people, wouldn't it be able to find something they could have held against this guy? All of these women, but the grand juries could find nothing twice.
Correct. And well, it's not that they didn't find anything. They chose not to charge him.
They didn't find enough to pursue a criminal charge.
So So out of all of those women, though, all of these cases.
But Mike, that's kind of over and done with. Now the NFL is going to drop the hammer.
That is correct.
And if other things present themselves, they still could be presented.
Because we are still within the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
Okay, and as far as like the NFL, it's like you don't want to say that Kraft and the other guys that done things wrong is the same thing. It's still an image of black eye to the league. It's a black eye to Watson, too. And it's possible that people can be falsely accused of stuff.
Wonder if
6 months from now, he's been suspended for a year. 6 months from now, they find out it was all unfounded. Then what you going to say? Because you guys, it's obvious you want them to get the electric chair.
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Come on, no. Man.
No, that's far from the case.
Mike, we do sports talk, and unfortunately, this is a huge topic in not only Cleveland, but around the country in the NFL. So that's what we're doing here. If you care to listen to it, fine. If you think we're trying to give him the electric chair, well, shame on you.
Yeah, that's far from it. I mean, in a perfect world, we're just trying to figure out who is going to be playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns in 2022.
All I really want to know.
That's what we're trying to figure out. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't want to be a lawyer.
And again, Mike.
It's too much learning.
Listen, 24 civil lawsuits, it's way too many to be coincidental. Okay, something went on here. What that is, that's what the NFL is trying to spell out to the judge today. I'm just going to call her the judge. It's easier, isn't it?
I like that.
And she was a judge. So that's what the NFL is doing. They think they have stuff that is worthy of a suspension, apparently. The NFL PA, the Players Association, is going to fight that. That's where this is. Okay, but let's not be naive. 24 people out of nowhere with civil lawsuits, and they're making it all up. Something happened, Mike. Let's be realistic about that, okay? Now, is it worthy of a suspension indefinitely and of at least a year? We'll find out soon enough, I would imagine. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, covers the Browns. She's been all over this stuff and done a great job with it. She joins us momentarily here on Baskin and Phelps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.